Well, welcome to today's very first podcast for the LinkedIn or Linked Out Anchor podcast. My name is Sam Rattling. First of all, thank you for listening. I'm looking forward to being able to add massive value to you in terms of how you get results from LinkedIn. I am on a mission to generate £1 billion in sales for my clients from the LinkedIn platform. So I figured that one of the best ways to do that was to get some content out there on a podcast for you to be able to learn how to leverage the platform that is LinkedIn. Just to give you a bit of my background, I've been training LinkedIn for the last 9 years. I've been on LinkedIn since 2003. So I do feel I have some mastery level knowledge. I speak all over the world on how to leverage the LinkedIn platform and how to get business and inbound leads from LinkedIn. So I'm super excited to be here with you. And today we're going to focus on something really, really simple, which is all about how to measure your effectiveness when it comes to LinkedIn. And we're really fortunate that LinkedIn gives us some great free tools to be able to help us with learning how we can improve and measure the statistics and the, I guess, the time investment. Because if you're going to spend time on LinkedIn, you need to know that it's being effective. And there are some really great tools for you to be able to measure exactly how effective you are being on LinkedIn. So today's episode is all about something called the Social Selling Index. Now, the SSI, or Social Selling Index, is available to every single LinkedIn member. The thing is, most people just don't know it exists. So what we're going to do today is we're going to look at your current SSI, your current score on LinkedIn, and we're going to look at the different ways in which you can move the needle and actually drive up your Social Selling Index. First thing you're going to need to do is actually go to a new tab on your desktop. So make sure that you're logged into LinkedIn. And what you can do is you can basically go to linkedin.com/sales/SSI. So that's linkedin.com/sales/SSI. So that will actually take you to a new page where LinkedIn will give you a score out of 100 points. And this is broken down into four sets of 25. So you're probably all now dashing to your laptop or your phone to go grab your score. But before you do that, I just want to say it doesn't actually matter what your score is today, because everything I'm going to share with you on this podcast for the LinkedIn or Linked Out Anchor station is really designed to drive up your Social Selling Index. So whether you're at 20, 30, 70, it doesn't matter. You might be quite surprised at where you are today. Now, if you're not getting business from LinkedIn right now, it's probably because your Social Selling Index isn't where it needs to be. So as of today, my Social Selling Index score is 84 out of 100, and I sit within the top 1% within my industry and the top 1% within my network. Now, as a LinkedIn expert, you would expect me to be sitting up high on those scores. It is pretty hard to get beyond 75. So as an absolute minimum goal, I would look to get you to around 70. That would be a good realistic goal for most people to be able to get to just by investing 10, 15 minutes a day consistently within the LinkedIn platform. Doing the right things, you can actually drive up your Social Selling Index quite quickly and quite dramatically over a number of weeks. In fact, I've had clients literally double their score in just a matter of days just by implementing a few different techniques within the LinkedIn platform. So let's talk about your Social Selling Index. So we're going to talk about the overall score. So that's made up of four sets of 25. So LinkedIn is going to look at things like your professional brand. It's going to look at your authority expertise, and it's going to say, well, out of 25 points, how much congruency do you have in your posts and what you're saying, in how you're communicating about your industry and about what you do, to position yourself as an authority expert and a go-to person for what you actually do. So if your score in the orange section of the SSI, which is all about your personal brand and your authority expertise, is not that high, it just might mean that you're just not posting anything and you're quite passive in the newsfeed. It might be that you'll never post any updates. It might be that you're never writing articles. Those are all the kind of things that are going to help you to drive up that first one. The next one is about finding and connecting with the right people. So LinkedIn looks at your network. It looks at the people you're reaching out to, the new people coming into your network. And it really is focused on, are you actually connecting with people that make sense for what you do, and the right target market? So the easy way to drive that up is just to get more proactive and more targeted in your search for the right people to connect with and build your network. We'll do another session on that on a podcast coming up. But that's what that one means. There's another one there which is all about engaging with insights. So that's about how much are you being social within the LinkedIn environment. So are you liking and commenting on other people's posts? Are you having conversations? Are you building relationships in the context of the newsfeed and the updates, etc.? So are you actually engaging and being proactive with your communication? Are you working groups? Are you working the newsfeed? Or are you just sitting there going, I've no idea what to do with this thing, and you're just literally sitting there in the background watching things happen? So get involved. Like if you see a post by somebody that you know, or somebody asks a question on the LinkedIn newsfeed, then why not answer it? Like go and have a conversation, be social. This is all about building relationships and being social, and never, never, never selling anything. You never want to be pushing your brand onto other people or promoting yourself other than just positioning yourself as an expert in what you do. So add value, help others, connect with others, and it's a really, really good way to be able to do that. So the next thing we're going to focus on is the last one, which is building relationships. So obviously that's what LinkedIn is all about. It's about building relationships, making great connections, and actually engaging with people. So when you get connection requests, do you just ignore them? Or do you actually start to engage with people? Do you actually, you know, respond to people when they inbox you, or do you just literally ignore your inbox? So it's very important that you understand the four metrics that make up your social selling index. You'll also see in the top right-hand corner, once you're on your social selling index, you'll see that you're scored against your industry. Clearly, that's about your competition. So if your competitors in your industry are not doing well on LinkedIn, there's an easy way for you to dominate, and that's to get to the top 5% in your industry. Even better, go for the top 1%. If you can be in the top 1% of your industry globally on LinkedIn, then it's a really, really easy way for you to start to position yourself as that go-to expert. The other side of things is just where you are against the people that you're already connected to. So it's less relevant, but it is important that you know it's there. So that's the different metrics that you can look at. There's a few other things that LinkedIn gives you for measuring how successful you're being. And you'll find these on your LinkedIn profile. So the first thing to look at is your go to your profile. So you can do that from your phone or you can do that from your desktop. Just click anywhere where you see your photograph. I'm hoping that you guys have a photograph. If you don't, get that fixed as soon as possible. But where you see the little circle with your photograph in it, click there. That will take you to view your profile. Now, these scores are the ones that's called your dashboard. So these scores are only seen by you. They're not seen by other people. And it allows you to basically look at your profile and go, well, actually, how many times has my profile been viewed in the last 90 days? It's a similar metric to probably what you track on your website. You track your Google Analytics, you track how many visitors to your website, etc. Well, LinkedIn gives you the ability to track how many times your profile's been viewed in the last 90 days. Now, the more you do on LinkedIn, the more people are gonna come check out your profile. And we'll do another podcast on your profile shortly, because that's a massive part of success on LinkedIn. But it's really important that you understand that it is really easy to drive up your profile views just by being a bit more active on the newsfeed. So let's say that you are currently sitting passively, not doing anything, not really commenting, liking on other people's posts. Well, the minute you start doing that, your profile views are going to go up just because you've got more visibility. People are seeing your name more in the newsfeed and they're going to go check out your profile, especially if you're adding value. The next part of the dashboard is going to show you your post views. So again, we'll do another podcast on this one, but this is really, you know, the last thing that you posted on LinkedIn. It will give you how many people have actually seen that post. Those stats are really useful, and again, we'll spend a whole podcast just talking about that one thing. The next thing then is searches. How many times have you appeared in searches? Again, this is all about your profile having the right keywords on it and being optimized for you to get found when people go looking for you. So if you're not being searched or you're hardly coming up in any search results, then you need to look at, well, actually, does my profile have the right keywords on it for me to get found? So those are some of the metrics. The social selling index, remember, go to linkedin.com/sales/SSI. linkedin.com/sales/SSI. You do need to be logged into LinkedIn on another tab in order for that link to work, but that's the best way to do it. Now, word of warning on your social selling index, LinkedIn is going to suggest that to improve it, you need to pay. for the premium services, but I would recommend, until you really understand the free version of LinkedIn, to not be moving into the premium version. In fact, I've only got two clients right now that are on the premium version out of the many, many hundreds of people that I work with. I do like to teach business owners how to use LinkedIn without paying them a penny. I'm sure they love that. But it is important that you are not spending money on something you just don't understand. So get used to working the free version. I'm going to show you how to do that through this podcast. Every single time I get on air, I'm going to help you to improve your LinkedIn skills and knowledge. So that would be the only thing to say, is that LinkedIn is going to allow you to see your social selling index. It is going to get you to suggest that the only way to improve your social selling index is to, of course, upgrade. But I don't want you to do that. I want to give you the tools and tips to be able to move the needle on your social selling index without actually moving into the paid features of LinkedIn. So that's how to move the needle. There are the metrics: social selling index, profile views, post views, and search results. They're the four kind of main ways that you can measure how effective you're being. Remember, the aim would be to get into the 70s as a minimum on the social selling index. That will give you a really good platform to start improving your visibility, boosting your credibility, and all of that can only lead to one thing, and that is opportunity. So that is today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Looking forward to being able to share my knowledge and content with you on Anchor. Super excited. Big shout out to Tristan Griffiths for introducing me here on this platform on Anchor. I absolutely love it already. I believe that I can take messages, calls, etc. through this. So as I develop the podcast, I'd love to hear from you guys. If you are not connected with me already on LinkedIn, then of course, let's do that. Just find me on Sam Raffling. You'll be able to find me on LinkedIn. I'd be more than happy to connect with you. Please just send your message. Always personalize a message request when you go to add somebody to your LinkedIn network. So please do mention that you heard me on Anchor, you heard on my podcast, and I would be more than delighted to connect with you. So looking forward to adding tons of value on the LinkedIn or Linked Out podcast. And for now, that is it. I'm signing off for today.